Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Test. The end of the 10th parak, Nahar Maras, and the beginning of the 11th parak, Ve'eu Nedarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings three successful refutations of Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her neder. Rav Kahana quoted a braisa that darshan's a pasuk to directly teach that shosik amanas lemekat qualifies as a kama. Rava presented a challenge from our mission, which taught that he may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos because the next day will be too late. According to Rav Chanina, if that silence to distress his wife does not connote hakama, then certainly if the rabbis would not allow him to revoke it on Shabbos, his silence would not affect hakama. And finally, Ravashi challenged him from a Mishnah, which teaches that if the husband failed to revoke his wife's Nedarim because he did not know about his ability to revoke them, he may revoke them the day he finds out, because that's considered the day of his hearing. If he did not know that a particular neder is able to be revoked, the Chachamim say he can revoke it as well, and Ramir says he cannot, because knowing generally that he can revoke her nedarim qualifies as a day of hearing. According to Rav Chanina, his son should not be taken as a kama, since it was a result of his ignorance of his ability to revoke it. Rav Chanina's ruling is refuted because of these three challenges. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, Ve'eu Nedarim Shu Mefer, and these are the Nedarim that he may revoke, and begins with Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example, Irma Erechatz Vimo Erechatz, Meskashet Vimo Meskashet. If she makes a neder on condition of if I bathe, or if I do not bathe, or if I adorn myself, or if I do not adorn myself, and the world will discuss the subject of the actual neder, this qualifies as a neder of self-affliction, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider them the Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, and provides his own example. Amra Konam Perza Omalai Arsi Yachul Ahafir. If she said, Konam the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. He continues that if she only forbade produce from a certain country or storekeeper, he cannot revoke it, since she can obtain her needs elsewhere. And point number three, the Gemara asks that the Mishnah implies that he may only revoke Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, yet a Braisa teaches, Ben Ishlo Ishlo Ben Avlabito. The Torah says about Hafara between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter. Malamed Shabal Mefer Nedarim Shebeino Levinah. This teaches that a husband may revoke Nedarim about matters between him and her, meaning affecting their personal relationship. The Gemara initially answers that the Mishnah means that only Nedarim of Inui Nefesh are revoked forever, but Nedarim involving the relationship are only revoked for the duration of their marriage. If he divorces her, then Nedarim would come back into effect. The Gemara refutes this from a Mishnah which demonstrates that even these Nedarim remain revoked after divorce, and answers instead, our Mishnah means that Nedarim of Inui Nefesh are revoked forever, whether she can ever return to this husband or not. Nedarim involving their personal relationship, however, are revoked for as long as she's fit to be married to this husband, meaning even if she was divorced, she can return to him. After she married someone else, which disqualifies her from returning to the first husband, then the Nedarim then come back into effect. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara brings three successful refutations of Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her neder. Rav Kahana quoted a braisa that darshan's a pasuk to directly teach that shosik amanas lemekat qualifies as a kama. Rava presented a challenge from our mission, which taught that he may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos because the next day will be too late. According to Rav Chanina, if that silence to distress his wife does not connote hakama, then certainly if the rabbis would not allow him to revoke it on Shabbos, his silence would not affect hakama. And finally, Ravashi challenged him from a Mishnah, which teaches that if the husband failed to revoke his wife's Nedarim because he did not know about his ability to revoke them, he may revoke them the day he finds out, because that's considered the day of his hearing. If he did not know that a particular neder is able to be revoked, the Chachamim say he can revoke it as well, and Ramir says he cannot, because knowing generally that he can revoke her nedarim qualifies as a day of hearing. According to Rav Chanina, his son should not be taken as a kama, since it was a result of his ignorance of his ability to revoke it. Rav Chanina's ruling is refuted because of these three challenges. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, Ve'eu Nedarim Shu Mefer, and these are the Nedarim that he may revoke, and begins with Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example, Irma Erechatz Vimo Erechatz, Meskashet Vimo Meskashet. If she makes a neder on condition of if I bathe, or if I do not bathe, or if I adorn myself, or if I do not adorn myself, and the Gemara will discuss the subject of the actual neder, this qualifies as a neder of self-affliction, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider them Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, and provides his own example. Amra Konam Perza Omalai Arsi Yachul Ahafir. If she said, Konam the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. He continues that if she only forbade produce from a certain country or storekeeper, he cannot revoke it since she can obtain her needs elsewhere. And point number three, the Gemara adds that the Mishnah implies that he may only revoke Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, yet a Braisa teaches, Ben Ishlo Ishlo Ben Avlabito. The Torah says about Hafara between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter. Malamit Shabal Mefri Nedarim Shabbeinu Levina. This teaches that a husband may revoke Nedarim about matters between him and her, meaning affecting their personal relationship. The Gemara initially answers that the Mishnah means that only Nedarim of Inui Nefesh are revoked forever, but Nedarim involving the relationship are only revoked for the duration of their marriage. If he divorces her, then Nedarim would come back into effect. The Gemara refutes this from a Mishnah which demonstrates that even these Nedarim remain revoked after divorce, and answers instead, our Mishnah means that Nedarim of Inui Nefesh are revoked forever, whether she can ever return to this husband or not. Nedarim involving their personal relationship, however, are revoked for as long as she's fit to be married to this husband, meaning even if she was divorced, she can return to him. After she marries someone else, which disqualifies her from returning to the first husband, then the nedarim then come back into effect. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Ayin Tes, and our standard Simra relates to an 8, a pen. We use a sofer with a quill, a sofer with a quill. So here goes. This sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations too. Hashosik Almanas LeMeikat Mayfair. Regarding her Inui Nefesh neder with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a neder beino levina, and he quickly said that he's made for that neder for as long as she is fit to be married to him. Once again, slow motion. This sofer, that must be more in Daf Ayin Tes, sofer with a quill. The sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to a shosik al manas lemeikat Mayfair, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three successful refutations to Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her nether. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosik Amanas LeMeikat Mayfair regarding her Inui Nefesh nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokes about Nedarim that are Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example. If she makes a neder on condition of, if I bathe or if I do not bathe or if I adorn myself or if I do not adorn myself, that this qualifies as a neder of Inui Nefesh, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider the Nedarim of Inui Nefesh and provides his own example. Amra Konam Perza Omolai Harze Yachu Lahafir. If she said, Konam the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosik Amanas LeMeikat Mayfair regarding her Inui Nefesh neder with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a neder beino levina, and he quickly said that he is made for that neder for as long as she is fit to be married to him, which reminds us, nedarim that are dvarim shebeino levina are revoked for as long as the wife is fit to be married to her husband. So once again, the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosik Amanas LeMeikat Mayfair regarding her Inui Nefesh neder with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a neder beino levina, and he quickly said that he is made for that neder for as long as she is fit to be married to him. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Ayin Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Amma Aretz, that must be one Daf Ayin Hey, Am Ha'aretz. The Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, on the darm that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed, lo amar klum, he has said nothing because hakama cannot be made before the nether exists. Hari and Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the hafar is valid and the chamim say it is not. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was matfis a neder on his wife's revoked neder, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one may revoke nedarim before they are made, mechal chalun uvatun, do they take effect and then are voided by the hafara? Or dibbalo chalun kla, or do they not take effect at all? Meaning, does the hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atvis al-charina b'hadi nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ron's example is where she said, I'm a nazira, and someone said, I'm like her. If the nether took effect, even for a moment, the second person's nether would also take effect, but if her nether was prevented from taking effect, the second nether would not be valid. So the Amma Arzu told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Arzu convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matisa nether on his wife's revoked nether, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming Tame. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests another proof from a brayso in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, if a mikveh which raises Tameh people from their Tumah state does not save Tahor people from becoming Tameh, meaning if a person touches Tumah while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes Tameh, then a person who does not raise Tameh items from their Tumah by swallowing and regurgitating a Tameh ring, certainly should not save Tahor items from becoming Tameh, meaning it should follow that one who swallows a Tahor ring and enters an Ola with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming Tameh. Yet in truth it does. The Chachamim thus undermined Rabbi Eliezer's Kavah Chomer with this argument. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Simur Daf Ayin Vav is an intravenous tube, an IV. So here goes. The IV tube, IV tube. That must be more in Daf Ayin Vav, IV. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, which reminds the Gemara finally resolves its inquiry about Rabbi Eliezer from a brayso, in which Rabbi Eliezer sought to prove to the Chachamim that they too must make a similar Kavah Chomer. Mazraim, Tameim, Kevin, Shazar, Makarka, Tahorin. If plants which are Tameh, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zeruim, Ba'omdim, Okoshkin, then those already planted should certainly remain Tahor, even if Tumah touches them. Rabbi Eliezer argued to the Chachamim that they certainly agree with this law, although there's no source for it except this Kavah Chomer, so they should agree to his Kavah Chomer as well. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, which reminds us, a Brisa taught, one might think that a father can sell his Na'aru Dara as a maidservant just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kavah Chomer that he cannot. Mechura Kvar Yotze, if she was sold already and became a Na'ara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Eina Mechura, Eina Dinshul Timkor, if she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a Na'ara? Since this is the source for this law, we see that all agree to such a Kavah Chomer. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be Mefer, her Neder. Which reminds us, as Malchus, if Hafara is for that entire day until it gets dark, which is learned from the Pasuk, Biyom Shamo, or for a 24-hour period, which is learned from the Pasuk, which states, Miyom El Yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is a goat. So here goes. The goat, that must be more Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefiri Nadarim b'Shabbos, v'nishan l'Nadarim shehen l'tzorach b'Shabbos. One may revoke Nadarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nadarim, that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if Hafara on Shabbos also must be for a Shabbos need. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir's neder, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a neder on Shabbos from a yachin mumcha, a single expert, but not from shloshe hediotas, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir's neder, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's neder by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Which reminds us, a brisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafar that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand his wife the item and say, tli vachli, tli ishti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Rabbi Yochanan added, v'tzarech sheyivat b'libo, and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. Daf Ayin Ches. So the Simur Daf Ayin Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The Chochem's son who went, ugh. Son going, ugh. That must mean we're on Daf Ayin Ches. Ugh. The Chochem's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being Matirit, which reminds the Gemara brings up Brisa of the Darshan Zeha Davar, this is the thing, which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chochem Matir ve'ein Baal Matir. This teaches that a Chochem annuls and a husband cannot annul. And another Brisa Darshan is the reverse. Zeha Davar Baal Mefer ve'ein Chochem Mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chochem cannot revoke a neder. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be mefer, a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went, ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, come annul the neder, which reminds us. A brisa makes a gezera shava of zeha davar between nedarim and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shech karbanas outside of the mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too nedarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul nedarim. The Gemara objects, since the pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a yachid mumcha, a single expert, to annul nedarim. The gzer shava allowing laymen to annul aval must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor beis din. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went, ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, come annul the neder. And then threw his plate of spinach to the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Which reminds us Rabbi Kanina taught, Hashosik amanas lemekat, a husband who was silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefer afil mekanva adasara yamim. He can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. Rabbi Kanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf are three refutations brought through Rav Chanina's position that Hashosek, Amanas Lemekat Mefer, that's on daf? Ayin Tes. Good, number 2. Which of the one that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of Afara that he uses during the week, that's on daf? Ayin Zayin. Good, number 3. Which daf do you have a question whether a deaf man can revoke his wife's Nadarim, that's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good, number 4. Which daf we learn that a chacham cannot be mefer, a man's wife's neder, and a baal cannot be matir, his wife's neder. That's on daf. Ayin Ches. Good, number 5. Which daf we learn that annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways. That three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night. That's on daf. Ayin Zayin. Good, number 6. Which doth we learn that a neder shebeinu levina can be revoked the entire time that a wife is fit to be married to her husband, meaning until she is divorced and marries another man. That's on daf. Ayin Tes. Good, number 7. Which doth we learn that three laymen can be matir a neder? That's on daf. Ayin Ches. Good, number 8. Which doth we learn machlok is whether one has until nightfall to do hafara or has until 24 hours? That's on daf. Ayin Vav. Good, number 9. Which of the one that Rav Chanina taught Hashosek Amanas Lemekat, a husband who was silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, can still revoke it for another 10 days. That's on daf. Ayin Ches. Good, number 10. Which daf do we have regarding what is considered a neder of Inui Nefesh? That's on daf. Ayin Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.